Our Haftorah this Shabbos is from Amos. We begin by saying, Halo kivnei kushim atem li. You're strangers to me. You're from Kush, from Ethiopia. You're not the Jewish people, B'nai Yisrael. Num Hashem. Halo es Yisrael ha-leisi me'eretz Yitzayim blushtim kavdor ha-verim mekir. God says he took the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim, and yet somehow we're no longer the same people. I think the question that begs to be asked is, what's the connection to the parasha? The parasha is so rich in mitzvos, it's so rich in all kinds of mitzvos, being Adam l'makom, being Adam l'chavero, and yet we're given the facts on the ground that at a certain point in time, God is going to turn to the Jewish people, and he's going to say, you're no longer my children. The problem with that, though, is, and it's a good question, is we're still here. God hasn't abandoned us. Despite the fact that we've done so many transgressions against God, God continues to sustain us, and perhaps even you could say believe in us. So the question is, how do we understand that? How does God continue to root for us despite the fact that we've fallen off the map so many times? So I've said over the years many times that God is clearly not a Yankees fan, because if he was a Yankees fan, the Jewish people wouldn't be here anymore. We're not the Yankees. We go through such tumult and so many poor seasons, and yet, like the Mets fans, God continues to rally behind us. They believe in their team. How long do they believe in their team? So long as they're still wearing that uniform. So long as the Mets are still around, we could root for them. I think that the answer to the question, though, is a little bit deeper than that. I think if you look at the parsha gives us a roadmap to understand how it is that God still believes in us. There's so many mitzvos bein adam l'chaveiro. There's so many mitzvos bein adam l'makom. And God basically is saying is, so long as you keep a shemetz of them, so long as you keep enough of it, I'm still going to love you. Why do we have any Hashem? We asked the question earlier in the week. Perhaps part of the answer is just that. God says, if you can get along with each other, I'll continue to dwell in your midst. That's to say that if you can't get along with each other, I'm going to retract myself from among you. Well, that's true to a certain extent. God did do that. Churban Bayis. It's been over 1900 years, and we're waiting for people to get along with each other. Yeah, so that's a big part of it, but we're still here. How does that exactly work? I believe the answer is like this. A parent loves a child despite all that they do. And so long as a child can still have the love of the parents, they can continue to mess up. How many people have a child or a friend who has done something pretty bad and it hurts so hard, and yet what happens? The parent in their heart still loves that child. That's the nature of the relationship that God has with the Jewish people. Yes, it is very, very true. We will slap God in the face, so to speak, over and over again. We're going to mess up. But God says, can I still love them? I can, because they are my children. So long as the Jewish people can say, I'm your children, that means that they're keeping some framework of the Torah. God says there's still a hope for you. It's at that moment when the Jewish people say, we're no longer in the framework of even being your children, that's when God says there's nothing left to love. That's Halokiv Nekushim. It's possible that the Jewish people can reach the point where God looks at them and says, you're not my children anymore. You've so abandoned what I've asked you to do. I cannot look at your face or even in the depths of your heart and see that you're my child. But what if? What if it's a wayward child? Can God still love them? Of course, because they're wayward, but they're still the child. That's the point that the parasha is making. There's a lot of things to do, but if you keep enough of it that you can at least say, I'm a child of God, albeit wayward, God says, I'm still willing to be there as your parent. You might get a patch here, a patch there, you might get punished, but I still love you and I'm still there for you. That's, I think, the question that we have to ask ourselves. Are we doing enough to consider ourselves the children of God? Well, that's a very low level. Is that what we're aspiring for? Absolutely not. Because the parasha also gives us what we're really aspiring to. And that's Kedoshim Tiyu. That's the notion that we're aiming for much more than to just be the wayward child. But we're aiming to be the close child of God.